Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning to all of my WordPress friends. This is your host, Ken Freeman, and for the next 30 minutes, here's what you can expect. In today's My WordPress Help Desk, WordPress 4.3.1 hit this week for good reasons, and I'll tell you all about those reasons as we move in today's WordPress news. On page 2, I want to peel back the mask and take you behind the scenes of my-donations.com to understand the behind-the-scenes development of a major online donation provider. And then finally, I want on page 3 to answer your real questions about WordPress during our Q&A. Our sponsors for today are Hosting-Master.com, a name I want you to write down, I want you to remember, and go out and bookmark, because Hosting-Master keeps expanding what we do. We've just announced a new HIPAA solution for the medical, legal, and financial educational markets, and WP-SiteMakers.com is the award-winning WordPress creation team responsible for incredibly engaging and fully responsive WordPress websites. And then, of course, Site-Keeper is our new WordPress management and maintenance service, currently serving about 80 WordPress clients nationally, and we'd love to increase that number. So call us at 214-703-0505 to learn about any of our services. If you want to text me, you can text me at 903-926-2607. We've picked up a new sponsor this week, which is actually an online donation and payment setup called my-donations.com, and I'm going to be talking about them today, where you will learn about this major donation page as they work with nonprofits on our WordPress focus, page 2. Now remember, while you're here, subscribe to the Blog Talk Radio show and bookmark mywphelpdesk.com. Now if you have a question and you want to have it answered in this podcast Q&A, send your questions to support at mywphelpdesk.com or text me at 903-926-2607. And with that, let's get started with today's podcast. Well, on page 1, in the news, WordPress 4.3.1 is now available. This is the most recent security release with all the previous versions, and we strongly encourage you to update your sites immediately. This release addresses 3 key issues, including 2 cross-site scripting vulnerabilities and a potential privilege escalation. WordPress versions 4.3 and earlier were vulnerable to a cross-site scripting vulnerability when processing short codes. And this was reported by the organization Checkpoint by Shinar Tal and Natanal Robin. A separate cross-site scripting vulnerability was found in the user list table reported by Ben Bidner of the WordPress security team. And finally, in certain cases, users without proper permissions could publish private posts and make them sticky, according to Checkpoint again. In this security release, it also slammed the door on some 26 bug fixes, making 4.3.1 a very stable current version, getting us all ready for 4.4 coming toward the end of the year. In other news, Genesis 2.2 is now available. Ever since the release of Genesis 2.0 and the introduction of HTML5 markup structure, many of us have been extremely happy with the maturity and stability of the framework. Very few bugs have come up, and the Genesis developer and user community continues to grow by extraordinary numbers every month. As the web evolves, they want to make sure that we all take notice and allow Genesis to evolve with it. And as you may or may not know, Genesis is one of the few WordPress themes that fully utilizes the schema.org's microdata and HTML5 in their overall markup. There are always improvements to be made, and they've continued to watch the changing recommendations and adapt as quickly as possible and necessary. So keep an eye out on StudioPress's Genesis framework. In WordPress plugins, one that caught my eye this week was Gravity Flow. Gravity Flow is one of the coolest new plugins I've seen in some time. Gravity Flow helps organizations get rid of this nonsense by extending Gravity Forms to make custom form-based workflows for administrative approval and user input processes. Invoices, purchase orders, job applications, employee vacation requests are just a few potential applications for Gravity Flow, which makes form-concentric approval, user input, and notification processes simple. With Gravity Flow, you can use the power of Gravity Forms to design your forms, and then use Gravity Flow to design your process using easy-to-use drag-and-drop tools. And the flows created in Gravity Flows can be customized to include all sorts of user-defined paths to request stakeholder feedback, administrative approval, or fire off a notification that a certain step in the flow has been accomplished. And it can even be integrated with notification systems like Zapier. Now, it's not common to see a WordPress plugin, especially an add-on plugin, that simultaneously targets a niche audience and serves it so extensively. Gravity Flow is built to extend the powerfully written Gravity Forms product, and it really takes it to the extra mile. I see a lot of potential for Gravity Flow for intranets and corporate environments and lots of stakeholders and traditionally clunky email-based workflows for approval of common tasks. So check it out, Gravity Flow over at Gravity Forms. Other app news, add WhatsApp share button in WordPress for mobile visitors. WhatsApp is a simple yet powerful messaging system that is always in the top charts. It's perhaps the most popular instant messaging client on various platforms, be it on iPhone or Android or Windows Phone. Recently, a friend of mine asked me a question on how to add a WhatsApp share button to WordPress. Well, the good thing is that it is indeed possible to add WhatsApp sharing buttons to WordPress, and it's real simple. But now, note one thing about this is that this button is only visible to WordPress mobile visitors, and it will not be visible to desktop users. The plugin has been developed to appear only if the screen size is less than 1024 pixels, but for the sake of checking this button, you can resize your browser's window and make it small to view this button. Well, that's what I have for you today in this immediate WordPress news for the week. In today's page 2, the WordPress focus, I want to peel back the mask, let you take a look behind the scenes of My-Donations, a robust donation and event payment tool for nonprofits that we recently built. And by the way, if you would like to add any news to our news segment here, send your email to support@mywphelpdesk.com. Well, let's move to page 2. On page 2, this is my WordPress focus and where I want to try to help you understand how to better use, customize, develop, or solve a problem in WordPress by addressing key plugins, themes, and development challenges and showing you the how-tos. Well, today's focus is I want to take you behind the scenes of how we went about creating my-donations.com. The audience of my-donations.com are nonprofit orgs that entirely depend upon donations for their life force. The nature of how such nonprofit orgs raise their funding is typically through annual events. These events can be commonly banquet events where they draw a few hundred or a few thousand supporters together to share their vision and raise support. And throughout the year, these same nonprofits may hold smaller fundraising events. Such events might be a walkathon, a 3 or 5 or 10 mile bike ride, a run, a golf tournament. Thus, as we began the development of My-Donations, our first challenge was to find the merchant account that would meet this wide variety of needs. And so the criteria we set was pretty robust. You see, we needed single purchases for things like t-shirts, mug, branded water bottles, you know, to purchase for any form of run or walk or bike ride. Now, the single types of purchases also apply to tickets at your banquet or table purchases or one-time donations. Single purchases also were needed to cover sign-up payments for golfers playing in their tournaments. Then we needed recurring subscriptions to cover month-to-month, biannual, and annual repeated donations. and we needed the ability to offer a form that a person could select any amount and select put in any kind of a custom amount or select from a number of predetermined levels to give, like let's say a silver partner, gold partner, a platinum partner, and be able to select and give one time or recurring gifts, and if recurring, then to set the rate at monthly, biannually, or annually. Further, we needed to keep the cost below the current methods that these nonprofits were using. In researching the various merchant gateways for being used, we needed to find one that would allow for many merchants to use their own merchant account without the heavy-handed credit, checks, and time and money costing setup. Thus, we finalized our choice on Stripe, the international-ready merchant that runs most cards common to U.S. and Canada, and even accepts Bitcoin and other venues income. They have a product called Stripe Connect, an application that allows us to offer orgs their own individual Stripe account under our Stripe Connect. And now they will get their account free of charge and instantly be able to point their buttons and their forms into their bank normally within 2 days. And then inside of WordPress, using a very creative theme that allows us to customize the unique users' pages with their own branding header, to create custom pages with full page, parallax sliders, content sliders, animated pricing button, gallery slideshows, tabbed or toggled content, and just about anything else they might want to throw at their donors. In other words, we can give the client the best looking donation or event focused page available. And then we had a requirement of needing to be able to embed Stripe, and you know, there's many plugins out there that allow you to use Stripe, but some only give you one way of doing Stripe, others give you only subscriptions, and we needed something that would go beyond that and give us both recurring and single payments and be able to give us the ability to customize to the Stripe coding, the special keys that you have to have, so that we could send it to multiple Stripe accounts. And so with Stripe Connect and a plugin called WP Simple Pay for Stripe, we now have their pro version running that only costs $29, and it allows us to run a variety of Stripe buttons and forms on different Stripe accounts without any failure. Thus, my-donations.com has become a site that we now show nonprofits as a way that they can compare it to what they're now doing and manage and use online donation and payment events and key banquets and golf tournaments and so forth, so that in every category of how they now do it, we beat the competition hands down. Additionally, our pricing manual allows nonprofits to hold their events, which are held typically annually, and then they promote it and build it up for about a 6-month period. So we only charge them for an active 6-month period. And this cuts down their cost way down, and then the renewals next year even cost less because we already have their pages in the database. In our library of media elements, we have a stockpile of payment icons, buttons, and royalty-free images for the nonprofit to quickly use without having to go out and find other images, or they can provide their images with a quick upload, and it allows us to now build the site customized to their needs. Our first two nonprofits include a national org that serves pregnancy centers across the United States and Canada, and this is their main donation page where they take contributions for several levels. They have single payments, they have the ability to put in an amount, they have even gifting kinds and other forms of giving shown. And then we have another nonprofit up in Central Oregon who are having a walkathon designed to raise $40,000 next month. And of course, now we're working with a South Carolina center that has a walkathon planned for next March, and we're working with 900 other centers to help them learn about My-Donation through recent webcast and email marketing efforts. Now, My-Donations.com is easy to use, easy to sign up, fast to produce, and robust in the payment options it can provide. And most of all, it saves the centers money. Rather than pay $399 down plus 6.4% transactions for the current donation page marketer, or even pay $100 down and $30 a month and $199, which sounds like a good deal, but charges you all year long, MyDonations.com saves these nonprofits significantly with a $75 down payment, $14.95 a month and 2.9 transactions. And then rather than paying $6.99 and 4.5% plus a transaction per ticket fee for event management, Eventbrite's 10% of your event plus seat cost, mydonations.com cost pennies by comparison. Our events start at $149 for a typical 6-month event using their own Stripe account, and renewals the next year cost less, even $99 to reuse their 6-month promotion next year. So what is the takeaway of My Dash Donations? If you know or serve a nonprofit that needs help in the arena of donations and events, tell them about My Dash Donations. In fact, one of the services that we are partnering with right now with My Dash Donations is called Social Tables. And Social Tables will not only give you event management and live event management through iPads, you can have the ability to set up whatever one of the venues you're happening to use, whether it's a Marriott or a Hilton Inn or wherever, if it's a convention center, wherever it may be, you can go into Social Tables and pull up that venue and now see exactly how many seats you can sit, put in the plants, put in the things where you're going to have the head table or the audio-visual screen or what have you, and you can build out your website just drag and drop until it's exactly like you want it. Now you can color code it, and now on live event, people can check in with just clicking to check in, and now that will print out their tickets and give you the ability to send them color coded and show them where their seat is so they can go right into that big room and find their table easily. Now, this brings us to the close of our WordPress focus, and let me just remind you, the takeaway of today's show is visit https://my-donations.com and tell everyone you know about my-donations.com. Okay? Well, it's time now for our Q&A session, so if you have a question for this WordPress Help Desk podcast, send your questions to support@mywphelpdesk.com or pop us a text at 903-926-2607. Now remember, if you have a question for this podcast, send your questions to support@mywphelpdesk.com or text at 903-926-2607. Well, in our very first question, Jimmy writes, I need a good SSD cloud hosting provider. I'm ready to move away from shared hosting to a safer, secure, managed hosting provider, preferably with a company that specializes in WordPress and is on the cloud, and is the cloud the way to go? Any recommendations? Well, let me say, Jimmy, that there are all sorts of SSD hosting providers out there, but not all are created the same. Most sell a majority of their clients nothing but junk shared, where you can have a few hundred or even thousands of others on your same IP. And even if it were a SSD provider, that level of shared may be cheap and it costs you in performance, uptime, and puts you at risk of being hacked or being called a spammer. And frankly, most of the big boy shops like InMotion, DreamHost, HostGator, GoDaddy, and so forth claim that they offer fast WordPress hosting, but frankly, they're giving you nothing but standard SATA drive shared hosting and saving all the big heavy-duty fast space for their enterprise hosting. That's why I recommend unashamedly to have your WordPress hosted only over here at Hosting Dash Master, where you can get the best of SSD shared WordPress hosting on the cloud at commonly low rates. You can move up just a little to get your own SSD VPS, ideal for web designers. Or if you have the need and the budget, you can move into your own dedicated SSD on the cloud and you can rock and roll for the rest of your life with what you have there. All of these plans can be found on hosting-master.com or call us at 214-703-0505. In our second question, Grant asks, I'm running into a problem of CSS styles being generated in line by the index file and overriding my CSS in the styles CSS file. Well, here are a few things that you can do. Number one, you can edit your style and use the exclamation point important on the properties that are being overwritten. You can edit the index.php and remove any style equals and move that over to your CSS. Check to see if there is any jQuery is adding styles and then comment those out. And then a link to the site would be helpful. In fact, it would be most useful so I can give you a clear answer. In our third question, a dentist up in Wisconsin asked, "My slider load is slow. I have a site," and he lists his URL. He says, "I'm using the Karma theme, which has a slider, and the slider is pulling in featured posts, but these are all basically some HTML tags and buttons. The thing is, it's taking around 10 seconds to load, and as you may notice, on my end, it takes about 4 seconds, even after clearing the cache." Well, doctor, here's what I found. Your estimate of 10 seconds is not quite right. GTmetrics shows that your site performance is a very slow 15.4 seconds. Even with cache, it comes down to only 7.5. I looked at your site waterfall, and it appears there's a lot more that needs to be done to repair your situation. My first recommendation is to move away from HostGator shared hosting, which is SATA hosting. That's your first mistake. Shared and SATA mean you are putting a very valuable commercial WordPress site that's all about your business and bringing in customers, and you're not putting it on a true WordPress optimized SSD server that rocks. I'm not ashamed to say that the best can be found over here at hosting-master.com. I would invite you to call us and let us help you migrate your site over. We can have it migrated in one day and have you up having 1 second download speed. So I think that next step that you need to take to put it on a fast SSD server up on the cloud, then you need to optimize all those big images and add a couple of plugins to further speed up your site. But my experience with WordPress sites like yours is that they can rock at a consistent 1 second download if we can simply do the right things in the right hosting environment. Contact our team at 214-703-0505 and mention that you heard us on my WordPress help desk. In our fourth question, WooCommerce shop page redirects to a registration page and does not open without registration. I want the product's list page or the shop to link to anyone without registration and then to have them register, but the WooCommerce directs to the registration page automatically. Now, how can I stop that? Well, the question I have for you, is your shop page private or password protected? You can use a membership plugin like S2 Membership or WP Protect. If not, there's something redirecting users like an htaccess redirect or a plugin that does that redirecting. So I would start by checking your plugins, checking the shop page settings, and set it in your permalink settings to change all permalinks to posts, custom posts, and then click Save. And if there's still an issue, check the htaccess file about the redirect. Well, in our fifth question, WordPress security. I'm working with a mortgage loan company that has a form where clients submit sensitive information, including their social security numbers. They're currently using Gravity Forms on an HTTP site. What would you advise? Securing a site with SSL only secures the data while it is being transferred from the person's computer filling in the form on the server. Server security is a completely different matter entirely. HIPAA requirements are strict, and many of the same things that would apply to any financial site like yours is that you must be HIPAA compliant. For a completely ready-to-go HIPAA compliant hosting solution up on the cloud on SSD, look no further than hosting-master.com/HIPAA-dedicated-server-system. If you have any questions about HIPAA setups, call 214-703-0505 and speak with me, Ken Freeman. In our seventh question, how can I make a membership system with having a course? Can anyone help me with this, please? I want to put a membership option, like I have 3 membership levels. Each level will have various courses, articles, downloadable products, etc. And again, they can purchase the courses individually. Well, friend, you can do this all in WordPress, and you could even do it with multiple WordPresses if you're going to have multiple courses, because you can just load another WordPress in another subdirectory, another WordPress in another subdirectory, and each one can have their own look, their own feel. And this allows you then, if you're using a payment tool like PayPal or Stripe, you can set up a payment page that says register for the course. Okay. Now, that page has a form that lets them register. This way you know who they are. That form redirects them to the payment page. So now, make the payment. When they make the payment, they get a thank you page. And because the form allowed them to get the link to the course, and you're going to get an email that tells you that they have done that, so you can also echo back to them, thank you for taking our course, here's the link. Now, you have a way to run a full-blown set of courses just using multiple WordPresses in multiple directories. You can see such an example of this at AfterAbortionTraining.com. AfterAbortionTraining.com has a course called Basics. That's found at AfterAbortionTraining.com/basics. You've got one called AfterAbortionTraining.com/men, a men's course. And the men's course has a completely different look. The basics has a completely different look. But all three are WordPresses, and they're all based upon this principle. In both of these sites, a person learns about the course, why to take the course, then they register and pay to get access. The entire course is then built as posts. That's right, just simple posts. And the menu system is a custom menu sidebar that allows you to only group those links by chapter and only show them on posts so that the rest of the site doesn't see these sidebars, doesn't see the content. Any post page can feature a download link. You can use a simple handler type PHP page and a short form using any form that allows for a redirect to simply have them put in an email to download the PDF you want them to have. This gives you a record of who downloaded and tells you when they downloaded. Now, because the posts are not SEO'd and we put on every page a do not index for Google, no one knows where they are unless they have paid for it and gotten that link. Now, if you add a little Ajax plugin that allows for endless looping of your posts, then the person taking the course, once they are on that front page of the course, they never have to use the menu because the little Ajax script just keeps displaying at the bottom a new feed to the next series of posts and the next series of posts and the next series of posts. Now, the only problem with that is you've got to write the post in sequential order if you want to use that feature. But otherwise, you just let them use the sidebar to access all the pages. Now, you can see an example of such a flow of an Ajax-type flow of the content at findpregnancyhelp.com. Just click on Ask Our Experts. But my point in telling you this is that the tools that you can use within WordPress will save you inordinate amount of money, not having to go out and reinvent a true LMS-type course page, because everything in the course is default WordPress. Okay, this concludes our question and answer session edition of our WordPress Help Desk. But before we go, let me tell you about a brand new site. This week we want to talk about CentralOregonForLife.org. This is a completely new engaging donor site for the Four Center Network up in the Central Oregon region. This site is fully mobile, built on ThemeForest Story Theme, which offers full-screen parallax sliders, full-screen video, page content sliders, tabs and toggles, pricing grids, and much more. The website is tied to their existing donation page, as well as their my-donations.com t-shirt event sales page. This site was built in over a two-week period and consists of iStock photos provided by the client, and the header uses a special photo of the Central Ohio Valley. If you are a nonprofit center and need a modernized donation site, donor site, partner site, contact our specialty house, prc-solutions.com, for our very low-cost nonprofit packaged pricing. Well, I hope you've enjoyed today's WordPress Help Desk podcast. Until this same time next Saturday, please remember to subscribe, and while you're here on Blog Talk Radio, bookmark mywphelpdesk.com for the archives and all of our help desk services. Call me this week at 214-703-0505 or text me at 903-926-2607, and I can't wait to be with you again next Saturday morning. Thanks for listening to my WordPress Help Desk.
You've been listening to my WordPress Help Desk with Ken Freeman. Join us next week for another discussion of WordPress Help.